This is Rich Aurelia, and you're listening to the weekly podcast on RedHotMama.com.
Hey, baseball fans, you got the Red Hot Mama coming at you from Redsland with the Reds news, my perspectives, whatever other crazy crap comes to mind for today. April 19th, 2006. Last weekend, I had the opportunity to meet up with my chick-blogging Cardinals fan counterpart, Belly Scratcher, for a couple of games and some partying in St. Louis. We usually meet online during games between the Reds and the Cardinals to trade quips in the form of comments on each other's blogs, but since we were all live and in person, we just switched on the digital recorder to capture our sass. So today you're being treated to about 10 minutes of highlights from our conversation. The first part only covers the pregame and the first inning from Saturday. I've got my crack audio editing staff working on the rest of Saturday's game and the rest of Sunday's game for future installments. The voices you're about to hear will be Belly Scratcher and her proxy, and me and John. You probably know what I sound like by now, and Miss Scratcher is obviously the other woman you'll hear. Proxy was a question mark, but he turned out to be pretty darn funny. Check out his online venture at www.sportscartel.com. It's he who makes the comment about Eric Gagne's appearance in the touching video about Jackie Robinson. John is the guy who makes the comment in response to the giant word commitment appearing on the big board. So with no further ado, enjoy the game.
He's walking to the bullpen.
No idea. 52? Just sad.
I think it's one of the players who made the roster and changed his number right as soon as he...
Gabe Williams.
Oh. Ah.
That's our starting pitcher today. Oh.
Maybe I don't know his number.
He'll go against our drunk fat pitcher.
Yes. Drunk fat. Well,
maybe we'll even see the fat tub of goo, Hancock, today.
Yes, we could... You might. It might be a banner day.
Just imagine
all
that.
The fat.
And then what's great is we got a guy that nicknamed him Snacks. Snacks Hancock. Which I really enjoy. Snacks Hancock.
Yeah. Well, we've got fifth starter against fifth starter.
Frankly, I'm glad to have him as our fifth starter. Cause
he's definitely the worst one.
For a minute there, he was looking like our fourth starter, and I was afraid.
They open up the door for French Canadians.
I guess.
I would determine two missions in need.
Commitment. They should have shown Darren Dalton as he's about to be committed.
You know, when the world ends in 2011.
What's funny is
you'll understand.
Yeah. Maybe I'll.
So Cy Young winner and MVP, and you still can't win.
Yeah.
Yeah, just think what...
But, at least we're in the playoffs, and at least we have a Cy Young and an MVP.
Harang knocked in his own run yesterday.
Mulder has a home run, and he's from the American League.
So is Corn Royo, though.
Yeah, that's true.
He goes tomorrow.
He goes tomorrow. Are you excited?
Oh.
He's going against Mara.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's going to be a home run derby.
Yep.
That nine spot's going to be hot.
Hitting six to playing third baseman 12, Edwin Encarnacion.
Ready!
Hitting seven playing right field number 28, Austin Kearns.
Currency!
Batting eight and catching number 17, Javier Valentin.
Javi!
Grounded out 5-3, and you just saw Lopez ground out 4-3. The scoreboard is broken.
Oh,
so
no.
We don't know the count. We don't know the lineups.
But they got the pitch count.
But it's
wrong.
Here we go.
It's a wrong pitch count. Though.
There we go. We're caught up.
So what's the deal?
They fixed it.
But the scoreboard, brand new?
Yeah, brand new and...
defective?
The person operating it is not...
Oh. So it's just not being updated correctly. It's
Booyah!
One of the average.
Where's the fireworks? No, nothing. Come on, it's done.
Don't throw it back.
Come on, get her done on the scoreboard. Do it.
Bums do Chicago.
Did they throw it back?
Don't throw it back.
Dave Williams, a soft tosser.
Left-hander.
It's back to you.
We can't hit soft toss on left.
Okay. So when we went to get some beers, it was recording. Oops.
I'm the one in charge of editing. It should be fine.
Yeah. Thanks. Thanks. I appreciate that.
You love it. You know it.
Yeah. This guy sucks.
And that's why we hate soft toss and lefties.
Nice.
Yay! Yay! Eddie! You can't hear me. I'm enthusiastic. So,
when you say his name is... When you say his name is Eddie...
It's Ed.
Capital E. Not...
Yeah. That was awfully close.
I think Dunn thought it was gone.
Yeah, I think he did too. But I'm glad he ran it out, because I'd be very disappointed in him.
Oh, Dunn's going to make me laugh at least once today.
I loved it when he made that catch and took a bow afterwards. That was like the funniest thing I'd ever seen.
What you doing, man? What are you doing?
He's walking the bases loaded for Encarnacion, because Encarnacion is the rally killer. He will ground out to the second baseman for a 4-6-3 double play.
I'm looking forward to that. Second baseman and tag a runner. Like,
it'll be a 4-3 double play.
It'll be a 4-4.
Javi, talk some sense to him. Seriously, look how short Javi is next to him. He comes up his friggin' shoulder.
You have your own little tiny person. We have two. So not only do we lead you in Japanese players, but we also lead in little tiny
people. Oh, Fred's pretty small too.
We've got scrappy white guys to spare.
Yeah. You need a scrappy white guy. Short, scrappy white guy.
Maybe not even short. Maybe like even up to medium.
One, it's like Walt's on base percentage. Billy Bean has on base percentage. Walt Jackety has short, scrappy white guys. We collect them. Much like you collect second basemen.
Yes.
Oh, Tino!
Of the crowd responding to Yadier Molina lofting a two-out hit to left center field to bring in two and make the score 1-2. Damn it. And Luna knocks one into left field to bring in someone or other, and now there's runners on first and second. Scores 1-3. Damn it.
My mom taught me, and then I kind of forgot, so I kind of made up my mind.
Yeah, I have a bad feeling about Williams this year.
Yeah.
Though, not as bad as Burns.
That's where they stop.
The good thing that I think about Williams is he's the opportunity for Bobo to do that thing he said where he was going to, like, get us help in the middle of the season if we were contending. So, you know, Williams is that opportunity.
83! Blew it right
up. Get us, Dontrell. Cardinals lead the Reds 3-1.
Now this is usually the part where I would say go Reds, but the game's not over yet. So instead I'll tell you to tune in next time for the thrilling conclusion to a game you already know the ending to. Go Reds.